Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm your host, Chris Arnold of 105.3 The Fan, and joining us today is the CEO of the Lena Pope Foundation, Dr. Ashley Elgin. How are you doing, Dr. Elgin?
I am doing great today. How are you?
Just fine. I'm rubbing my hands together and I'm getting my taste buds all warmed up because we're about ready to kick off some DFW Restaurant Week. In fact, this month, people are getting things organized and together, but the activities actually begin, I guess the preview week is August 1st through the 4th, and then it goes on from there all the way through the September 1st weekend, right?
Correct. Yes, you should get your taste buds ready. We have a number of restaurants that are participating this year, 40 in total, and 12 of those are new. So whatever your taste buds desire, I think you can achieve.
This has been going on for a few years now, and I think it's one of the best nonprofit fundraisers out there. It's benefiting, of course, the North Texas Food Bank and Lena Pope. And Lena Pope representing Tarrant County and Fort Worth. We love Fort Worth and Tarrant County. Can you talk about the impact, before we break down some more DFW restaurant conversation, some of the impact this particular fundraiser does for Lena Pope?
Absolutely. This is a fundraiser that we rely on every year to help fund services for the clients in our community. So these funds are utilized to pay for counseling services, for augmenting tuition for our early learning center, and for client assistance. So it really helps clients in need.
Not only is it a great way to raise funds as a fundraiser, and people get to dine at different restaurants they love to go to anyway, and it's a part of an in-kind donation, but at the same time, it brings awareness. People find out more about Lena Pope, right?
You know, that's true. I have heard a lot of people have joined their friends for a nice cocktail and and some great grubs and have discovered that this is the place that they need to go for counseling services, or it's the solution to the crisis that they've experienced and they really just didn't know about it before.
And when we talk about Lena Pope, we're going to talk about it in just a little bit here about the 90 years of experience with child and family services and, you know, improving child well-being in Tarrant County. But let's talk some more about DFW Restaurant Week. I think a lot of people have heard of it, but they may not know all of the details. Can we talk about some of the delicious details? And, you know, it officially kicks off August 5th through the 11th. I mentioned the preview weekend, but people can make their reservations right now. Can you talk about the dinner, the signature experience dinner, the lunch,
sure,
and the weekend brunches?
Sure. They can just go to any participating restaurant and they can find out who's participating by either visiting our website at lenapope.org, or they can go to the DFW Restaurant Week site and find out which restaurants are participating. If you choose to go to dinner, for $49 to $59, depending on the restaurant, they can have three-course pre-prepared meal, or you can choose to go to lunch and have a two-course lunch or brunch for $29. Mm-hmm. And 20% of those proceeds go to Lena Pope.
And then there's the weekend brunch. Was that two courses, $29? A donation goes to Lena Pope and North Texas Food Bank at many of these restaurants. And I'm going to go ahead and let you go ahead and tell about the signature experience dinner, which a lot of diners actually love.
Yeah, you know, you can go and it depends on the restaurant. They will have a meal that is starts with an hors d'oeuvre, and then you move on to the next meal. In most cases, you can add on wine if you choose to do that. And then you have a delicious dinner and followed by a scrumptious dessert. Now, that's always my favorite part. You know, I'm one of those people that wants to start with dessert.
I'm not mad at you.
Ask your server about that.
I am not mad at you at all. Again, I've done that from time to time. Like, especially, believe it or not, I do that when I'm at a gala. You know how, like, if you're at a gala at a benefit and they already have the desserts on the table, they might have the salads on the table too. And before they start the meal, it's just sitting there staring at you like the bread. I'm going to try that apple pie.
Exactly. They can't tempt you for the entire hour of the dinner. You have to at least taste it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm serious. I will sit there. The other guest was like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm going to just try a little bit of this apple pie, or I'm going to try a little bit of this chocolate cake. Because I know the main course is coming. And just like at all these different galas or functions, they will have a little menu right there on the table and they'll tell you what's coming up. And I'm like, well, let me just munch on this apple pie just for a little bit here.
You don't want to run out of space for the best part of the meal, right?
Exactly. I want to make sure if I want to finish this thing off with some apple pie or not. You know, in other words, why would I, if it's staring at me and I'm just minding my own business, but the pie or the dessert is staring at me. And since it's staring at me, it's like, try me. And I'm like, okay, I'll try you.
The least I can hear do. The full dialogue myself, definitely. Eat me right now.
And speaking of the menu being on some of these different galas on the table, so you'll know what you're going to get. In this day and age of, you know, doing things online, whether you get tickets online or whether you go to Amazon and you buy things online, a lot of people look at stuff online before they even purchase it. So that is why it's so great that DFW Restaurant Week, you have all the different restaurants that are participating, and you can see the menus that they're offering that are part of the DFW restaurant program, right?
Right. You can decide, you know, which restaurant you want based on what the prefix meals will include. And you can be prepared with all of your friends. If you have special dietary needs, then you can make your selection based on what fits your fancy.
Yes, it's absolutely amazing. And again, you can know ahead of time before you make your reservation. And I just looked, I'm looking right here. I had it in front of me. Listen to this. I got it right in front of me. A list of the various DFW restaurants participating this year. You got, in Far North Dallas, you got the 12 Cuts Brazilian Steak. That's the name of the restaurant. You got the 311 Kitchen and Cocktails in Dallas's West End. You got Albernais. In Fort Worth, you got B&B Butchers. Ooh, I've been there before. That place is great.
Scrumptious. And they have been such an amazing supporter. In fact, they were the top donor last year at approximately $56,000 to Lena Pope based on their participation with Restaurant Week. They have been amazing. And of course, they're a popular restaurant. They're just so good. You really can't go wrong with anything you eat there.
B&B Butchers, like you said, they're fantastic. Also in Fort Worth, Bunnell's Fine Texas Cuisine. That's another good. I'm just looking over this list, and it's getting me so hungry right now. Let me name a few more in Tarrant County. You also have CRU Food and Wine Bar. That's in Fort Worth, Plano, Dallas, and Allen. So it's all over the place. Del Frisco's Double Eagle. I've been to the one in downtown Fort Worth. It is absolutely amazing. I don't know if you've been to that Del Frisco's before. It is absolutely amazing.
Mouthwatering.
Oh yeah, and they've got the signature special, that signature meal we were talking about with all the all the pomp and circumstance. They got it going on right there, Del Frisco's. They also got it going on at the Del Frisco's Grill in Fort Worth, in Plano, and in South Lake. Also, Don Artemio's. They've got that's one of the new ones that's joined in for DFW Restaurant Week.
It is so phenomenal. You know, we dined there last year and just had such a unique experience. All the food is so different than any other place that you might experience, and all just so authentic. So good.
So good. Ellerby's Fine Foods in Fort Worth. Oh, we also have Fitzgerald's in Fort Worth, let alone Fearing's in Uptown Dallas. Il Modo. It's in Fort Worth. That's another fine restaurant that people would just love to take a glance at that menu. I'm looking at another one. Look, Lily's Bistro, also participating. Mercury Chop House. Yeah, Mercury Chop House is also got a lot of steakhouses, a lot of seafood places as well, all over Dallas-Fort Worth. Plank Provisions, that's another one that's going to be a go-to destination. Quince Riverside in Fort Worth. Oh, it's over by Riverside. Look out. It's going to be another good spot. I'm looking over this list, and every place on this list is mouthwater. Toro Toro in Fort Worth. Waters Restaurant. Ooh, the Wicked Butcher in Fort Worth and in Dallas. Both of them are participating. This is
the Wicked Butcher is so fun to go to. And that's another place that all my favorite dishes, of course.
This is just an absolutely amazing concept. And again, people do like to go out and eat. And especially past the pandemic, more and more people are getting out of the house and going out to eat somewhere. And this is a great way to, you know, take care of some things in your heart as well. It's like it's an easy give because you're actually everybody wins on this particular one. You know what I mean? Everybody wins. And it's at your leisure. In other words, you don't have to necessarily go to a gala. You don't have to necessarily go to this one time, one big thing for the organization that particular year. And it might conflict with something that you have going on. No, you can pick and choose which restaurant you go to and what day you go.
Well, you know what we do. You can go more than one time. So,
yes.
Those in our office, you know, it's always about this time that people want to clean up their diet. Mm-hmm. Summer, you're getting ready for that bikini trip.
Mm-hmm.
But you have restaurant week. So we choose to do the lunches and go as a group. It's a team building activity. And yet it brings back some of the funds to Lena Pope. And we go to several. And so by the end of restaurant week, we are one solid team, but we're not ready for our bathing suits because I eat the dessert first.
Exactly. You got to pick and choose your spots, but it's all for a good cause. That's what you have to think about in the back of your mind. This is all for a good cause. I'm gonna donate that weight I was going to drop off for a little bit for the great cause. And like I said, you can go over and over and over again. I'm looking at some more of the details. You got the, you got different sponsors, including Stella, the official sponsor of DFW Restaurant Week. FedEx Office is presenting the DFW Restaurant Week fourth course. The Society Insurance is also involved with this. So is the Uber One, the car pickup service. Market Street is presenting DFW Restaurant Week recipes. We're going to have cookbooks benefiting the charity partners. I mean, Open Table and the Lovell Group, they're all involved with this. This thing is so amazing. Can you talk about how, I mean, it really helps out Lena Pope in particular with your fundraising drive, but it's almost like you circle the calendar, so to speak, because, I mean, it means so much for the organization, but it also means a lot for the people involved with the organization.
And, you know, it means a lot to the restaurants as well.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a win-win-win. If you can look at that in three ways. For the restaurants, during the summertime when people tend to travel, this may be a slower time for them. And so it helps to bring people to the restaurant. For our clients, obviously, this is a huge support to them, so that if they need counseling, they can get counseling and not have to worry about how long their crisis will take to resolve. And then for Lena Pope to just feel secure in being able to provide the services that our community needs, it really helps us to move forward with our strategy and with our efforts to help the community.
Again, nearly 150 restaurants participating in DFW Restaurant Week 2024, a dinner for deal seekers. And it's from August 1st through September 1st, and people can make the reservations as we speak. So let's talk some more about Lena Pope. And again, for those who don't know, we're visiting with the CEO. We're visiting with Dr. Ashley Elgin about the amazing work Lena Pope does with Child and Family Services in Tarrant County. You guys have been around for like 90 years. Can you talk about how Lena Pope first got started?
Sure. Lena Pope has been in existence since 1930. So shortly we'll be coming up on our 100th year.
Wow.
And we're really excited. We're starting to plan for that.
Mm-hmm.
It seems just around the corner. But in the early days, Lena Pope came to Fort Worth just after the war and during the Depression. And she found that there were kids on the street that really had no parents and they had no food and no one to care for them. And it broke her heart. So initially, she just started bringing kids in and would offer them a meal and make sure that they had the care that they needed. As she saw the need just continue to grow, diphtheria was a big medical issue going on at the time. And so children were left without parents, either due to the war or to illness. Mm-hmm. And she went to her church, Broadway Baptist Church, and asked for those members to circle around and help to establish something for these kids that just had nowhere else to turn. And so it started with only 25 children. And she found that not only did the kids need help, but sometimes there was a single parent, a mother who had several children, and she was unable to find employment due to the Depression. So she was able to offer them a job caring for kids, cooking the meals, cleaning, have the kids live there as well. And it just continued to take root as part of the backbone of Fort Worth. Over the course of time, Lena Pope became involved in the foster care efforts. And then within the last 15 years, is no longer a residential service, but we provide all of the foundational elements to have a functional family unit and healthy development over the course of the lifespan. We believe that once a Lena Pope kid, always a Lena Pope kid. So we even have families that I actually was in Tyler over the weekend and ran into someone who had grown up here and knew Osaka Cosby and spoke so highly of her and how Lena Pope and Osaka had changed her life. And so we still have people in the community that were really raised here and that just consider this part of growing up in Fort Worth.
That is amazing because, again, you affect lives and you do it in a positive way. And it's almost like a tradition. And for those who don't know, you've got licensed therapists with master's degrees for all kinds of issues, including anxiety, depression, substance abuse or substance use, trauma, behavioral challenges. And you know what? In this day and age, I'm saying this day and age of social media and technology, kids have so much access to crazy information. And I think there's a lot of bullying going on online as well, because you don't know if there's a bully or a bot or if it's just somebody just trying to get a rise out of you. And it affects a lot of kids. Can you talk about the challenges of mental wellness for kids nowadays?
You know, it's really different for kids today because they really have it coming from all different directions. You know, when I was a kid, we had the bully that was right there in front of you. Mm-hmm. That was a manageable thing. Your teacher could see it. They could control it. You could go home to mom and you could have a safe respite. But today, that's not the case. And I would say that the majority of kids experience the brunt of the emotional impact associated with online bullying. And then when they show up to school, it's well underway. And so there's a sense of fear that's already present when you get there. So there doesn't even have to be something that an adult person can see for that to be happening. It can happen all behind the scenes. And there's a sense of control that the child experiences and fear. And opening those lines of communication and ensuring that, you know, parents are actively involved in their kids' lives is really critical. The Surgeon General just came out with a warning for social media, and I just applaud that. We actually did an op-ed on that because of exactly what we're talking about. It's long overdue that we recognize not only as parents, but as a community, that there are impacts that are invisible to our eyes as adults. And we have to be aware that our kids might be struggling and be involved in so many different ways. And that's why, as part of our counseling curriculum and our juvenile justice programs and even our early learning center, we work with parents to engage with their kids in really meaningful ways and to be a part of all that happens for them, whether it's online, whether it's in the classroom, on the sports field, or just socially.
It's very important, especially nowadays. Again, I've talked to so many people on this show, and it is almost at a crisis level, but it's like a hidden crisis because people are just either saying, oh, they need to stop being soft. These kids need to grow up. Mm-hmm. Or they're like, I don't know what's going on with them. Or the hardest thing for a parent nowadays is to be the greater influence. I've always tried mm-hmm. with my kids, you know, you can't keep them away from social media. Their friends are online. They're playing video games with kids from all over, including their family members from all over. So all you can hope to be is the greater influence. And I think sometimes for parents, especially if they're young parents, it's hard for them to deal with. Now, you mentioned some of the things you guys are able to help out with the individual and family counseling. Part of the thing I've read is with Lena Pope is you do some play therapy. Can you talk about what that is all about for some of the little kids who might not be able to open up to some people?
Sure. You know, I think many parents know intuitively that their child is experiencing something, or they may know of a crisis that has occurred in a young child's life. And so when you're talking about a child who is six and under, to really identify the appropriate words to convey what has transpired for them is almost impossible. You know, we're still working on identifying emotion words and those kinds of things. So that's more of an adult intervention, would be talk therapy. Children use the language of play. And so we have that as their tool, as their medium of conveying what is going on in their world. So we have trained therapists who receive an education that is specific to the young child, specific to utilizing these tools to understand what the child is saying and how to respond. But the child will use the toy to either act out or demonstrate or create a theme that shows what's on their mind. The therapist's job is really to hear that child and understand the message that's being conveyed and offer some ways of coping with that information or coping with that scenario, and working with the parent to work with the child between sessions. So some families are really engaged in something called filial therapy, which includes the parent during the off time. So the child and the parent would come into therapy and utilize play therapy with the therapist. And then the therapist would teach the parent how to use those tools at home. So if there's a need for daily engagement, that parent can be an instrument of success in the overall outcome.
That is fantastic. Again, Lena Pope has been around almost 100 years, like you said, since 1930. And you've been having a great deal of success. I'm sure a lot of people may want to get either involved as a volunteer, or maybe even they have some family members, some children that might want to be counseled by Lena Pope. If you had a child, if you had a family member and they wanted to, you know, contact Lena Pope, how would they do that? And what is the selection process like? Because I know you'd like to take as many as you can, but it's, you know, there's got to be limits.
Absolutely. You know, I think the first step would be to just go ahead and call our main number. And the main number is 817-255-2500. There you will have an opportunity to speak with an intake coordinator. And just by sharing the nature of your concern, they can help guide you to the appropriate intervention and the program that will best suit your needs. As all organizations that are helping the community in a robust way, there may be a wait list. Mm-hmm. And that wait list is managed pretty pretty aggressively. So we try to gather as much information about what's going on for the family up front. Mm-hmm. Of course, if there's a crisis and there's real concerns about ability to cope in the days moving forward, that person can get in relatively quickly so that their circumstances don't digress while they're waiting on the wait list. We also have opportunities for group therapy, which will allow for an intervention while they're awaiting mm-hmm. individual therapy. So I think the first place to start is just by giving a call and talking through what's going on and getting information about what you'd like to see happen for your child and what we can do to help.
You know, I also found out, Ashley, that you also are able to do assessments and diagnosis for mental health in the office or virtually or teletherapy. Can you talk about some of those things? That I bet that's some of the things you were able to add on through the pandemic, because that's when a lot of people, a lot of groups face the challenges and say, you know what, let's figure out another way to reach our people.
Well, you know, the pandemic opened a lot of avenues that weren't previously available to people. We always knew that families may struggle with getting to appointments due mm-hmm. to their employment or due to the child's schooling or aftercare or car trouble. You know, there are so many things that can keep people from being able to physically be in the office. And so the pandemic really opened up the opportunity to serve in that way. And so if that's a preference for the family, they can sign up for virtual services and attend weekly at their home site. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's even more helpful because the therapist can get a good understanding of what that person is experiencing in their home environment or wherever they're calling from. It provides a little bit of context, and sometimes things come up in therapy that may not have otherwise come up. Somebody enters the room or there's something in the background mm-hmm. that they end up talking about. And so it's a great intervention. I would say that we would want to have an in-person intervention as if the person is truly in an intense crisis.
Right.
So there are times that we would ask the client to come in and meet with someone face-to-face. But by and large, I would say that the telehealth has been monumental in what we can do for families in coping with their day-to-day dilemmas and working through a longer course of therapy.
And speaking of technology, we were talking about the phone call you can make, and you've given the number. You want to give it again real quick?
Sure. It's 817-255-2500.
And then I also want to highly recommend to everyone who's listening to just go online to lenapope.org. It's your casual at your own speed way to find out more and more and more about the different services that Lena Pope provides, and it is absolutely eye-opening, and I really appreciate all the things you have on it, and the website is absolutely beautiful as well. It's very, very nice. I bring up another part because we didn't really touch on it. You say you also have counseling and substance use services. Can you talk a little bit about the substance use services portion?
Sure. The substance use services are for those individuals who may be struggling with the use of alcohol or another type of substance. Typically, this is an intervention that the therapist would talk with them about during their intake, or maybe they've been referred specifically to address that difficulty. Mm-hmm. We recently had a client call back specific to that program. And, you know, I think substance use intervention is a lifelong process, just like we all continue to grow and mm-hmm. learn and evolve and improve. Substance use is no different. So it's always delightful to hear a client call us back after a year or 2 years of treatment and tell us of their success. This particular client said that it was so life-changing that they were really able to maintain gainful employment, that they were able to change the nature of their relationships. The partner that this person had been connected with had been also dealing with substance use, however, had chosen not to get treatment. And so over the course of their relationship, as she became more healthy, she found that she was going to have to confront that element. And she did talk with her partner about the importance of getting care. And for a moment, they actually had to separate until the partner could see the importance of that intervention. And at the end of the day, the partner came back to her and said, you know, I'm so proud of all that you have done. I'm so proud of who you are and how you have changed your life. I want to do that too. And so her partner ended up getting treatment as well. And so then it just bolstered their relationship even further. And the two of them had then stayed sober and clean for 2 years. And she was calling to say thank you. And those are times where you just feel like we are making a difference, and it can work if you work it.
Exactly. And that's what it's all about. In fact, that's why Lena Pope is one of the best in the country with the work with Child and Family Services. Again, Lena Pope is outstanding, and she is Dr. Ashley Elgin, the CEO of Lena Pope. And it's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
And again, they are one of the beneficiaries of DFW Restaurant Week. It officially begins August the 1st with the preview weekend, and then the main week begins right after that, August 5th. And then it goes all the way through September the 1st. Over 100 restaurants across Dallas, Tarrant, Collin, and Denton counties participating with that exclusive prefix menus for lunch, dinner, and a weekend brunch. 20% of the cost for each meal will be donated to the Lena Pope org in Tarrant County, and of course to the North Texas Food Bank. Dr. Elgin, it's been a pleasure. Is there anything else you want to mention?
No, I just so appreciate you having us on today to help people know that this is a possibility for fun and festivities while giving back.
Exactly. Dr. Elgin, you take care of yourself and have a great rest of the summer. We can see if we can raise some money through DFW Restaurant Week. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And joining us right now is Sarah Burns. She's the Senior Director of Marketing and Communications for the North Texas Food Bank. And she's going to talk a little bit with us about DFW Restaurant Week, and of course, the wonderful things that the North Texas Food Bank has been doing. How you doing, Sarah?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad you could join us, and especially because this particular fundraiser is a little bit different, but it's so rewarding. I think it's a situation where all three parties win. I'm talking about the diners, the people who go out to eat, and it also the North Texas Food Bank and the Lena Home, LenaPope.org, the Lena Pope Home in Fort Worth. And, of course, all the restaurants. Everybody gets to participate and get involved, and it's all for a worthy cause. Can you talk a little bit about DFW Restaurant Week and what it means for the North Texas Food Bank?
Yeah, we love Restaurant Week at North Texas Food Bank. It's the perfect opportunity for the community to get to experience some amazing food at some of the most well-known and some of the hottest, newest restaurants in the area, while also giving back. Unfortunately, a lot of our community is food insecure. Mm-hmm. And at the North Texas Food Bank, we have the great privilege of helping to provide about 400,000 meals each day. And so by participating in Restaurant Week, the community gets to be a part of that work as well.
It's so fantastic. Again, it officially starts. The preview week is August 1st through the 4th. That's a weekend. It's going to be great. And then the main week begins August 5th, and it goes all the way to September the 1st. And as you mentioned, some of the best restaurants in Dallas, Tarrant, Collin, and Denton counties are participating, over 100 of them. You know what? Guess what, Sarah? I've got a list in front of me of some of these restaurants, and I might mention their names just to get your mouth watering. Is that okay? I mean, people, when you hear about some of these restaurants, and some of them have been doing this for years, and we got even 40 new ones that are involved for the first time in 2024. You got Chet's Dallas in the West End. You got Charlie's Creole Kitchen in East Dallas. You got Culpeper Cattle Company, Dia in Dallas, D. Lincoln Prime in Frisco, and she's going to be a part of that signature dish. We're going to get into that in just a little bit. You got the Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse, Dallas, Fort Worth, and Plano. The Del Frisco Grill in Fort Worth, Plano, and South Lake. You got Dulce Rivera in the Harwood District in Dallas. Oh, my goodness. Earl's Kitchen and Bar in Plano. This stuff is just any kind of food that you might want to try, or one of your favorite restaurants that you like to go out to eat to. You can go ahead and get those reservations in right now and actually pick out some of these certain meals that they're going to have arranged for you. And approximately 20% of the cost for each meal will be donated to the North Texas Food Bank. Isn't that great?
That is amazing. We're super excited that you can already go online and see which restaurants mm-hmm. are participating. The reservation availability opens up in August. Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, Restaurant Week has expanded to several weeks now in August. So if you can't make 1 week, there's plenty of opportunity. The donation, the 20% donation to the organizations is a huge bonus for being able to have a quality restaurant experience. Oh, in fact, every dollar donated to North Texas Food Bank provides 3 meals. So while you're experiencing maybe 1 or 2 great meals during Restaurant Week, that donation is impacting 3 times as far.
That's right, threefold. And for those who don't know what these meals are that you're going to have a chance to dine on, I mean, at the different restaurants of your choice all through the month of August, the dinner would be a 3-course meal for either $49 or $59, and $10 to $12 will be donated to the North Texas Food Bank. The signature experience dinner, that's the one I said, the Lincoln, she's one of the restaurants that got this one. It's a $99 meal with exclusive VIP experience created by the different restaurants. It features a signature cocktail, the chef's table, additional courses crafted for an especially memorable meal. Times may vary, but you got to check it out online. A lunch. Let's say you're going to lunch, a business lunch, you know, 2 courses, $29, $6 donated at some of the different restaurants to the North Texas Food Bank. And a lot of people just live for the brunch. The weekend brunch, 2 courses for $29. $6 donation. This is at all the different restaurants that offer this, and you can check them out online. And you know what, Sarah? I was just talking about this, about how in this day and age of, you know, technology, and everybody does stuff online, whether you buy some stuff on Amazon or you do some shopping, you know, whether it's online or you just look at stuff first. You know, you check it out online first. People even buy cars online before they even go kick the tires. With that being said, this is a perfect situation where you can see where you might want to go. And because it's all the entire month of August, it's like different restaurants of your choice. You don't have to just go one time. You can go to lots of them, right?
That's right. And the Restaurant Week team has been so great. This year, they've added an interactive map that is, you're able to filter by if you're looking for the weekend brunch experience, the lunch, or the dinner. So you can filter by which restaurants are offering which experience you would like to participate in. And then you can, you know, look around what area of town you're in. You know, for people doing working lunches or team building activities, mm-hmm. doing the lunch option is a great, you know, take your team for a great meal that has a further impact. It's a great opportunity to plan your social gatherings throughout the month of August through Restaurant Week.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? Talk about your social gatherings. Just last week, you had Major League Baseball had the big All-Star weekend and all the different festivities and different people from all over the country were coming in. Well, guess what? In August, you might have family. You might have friends coming into town to visit you because they haven't been to North Texas. They haven't been to Dallas or they haven't been here in a while. And you're like, oh, where am I going to take them? Guess what? You can pick a restaurant and you can have dinner. And it's also a worthy cause. And I mean, just you got to think outside of the box sometimes, right?
That's right. A lot of parents are going to need a celebratory date night.
Yeah,
as school start.
You're exactly right. So school's going to start.
This is
right.
And a great way to do that, especially since you know, North Texas has the fourth largest number of people facing hunger mm-hmm. in the U.S., and a lot of that population are children.
Yeah.
So you know, it's a great way to
give back.
Some fun and give back.
And speaking of giving back, and you mentioned that kind of fast, but I think we need to slow down and bring this to light for those who aren't aware. You're thinking, okay, there might be some food insecurities in L.A. or New York or a big city like Chicago, maybe even San Francisco. It surely is not that bad in North Texas. You mentioned it's fourth in the nation. Who would have thought that? I mean, again, I think part of it is there are people that you know. They're probably neighbors that you have. Families that the mom or the dad got downsized and they actually have food insecurities because they can't provide for their kids or their families. They can't put the food on the table all the time and they have to turn to the North Texas Food Bank. Can you talk about some of those stories where people who seem like things are going just fine in their lives because they're able to, you know, keep a straight face, or they're still looking for that next opportunity, or they're going to work next, or they're stuck in a gig economy, and they're just not making the ends meet. Can you talk about some of those situations that people don't even think about?
Yeah, sure. I mean, as we all know, you know, the cost of nearly everything has increased mm-hmm. so much over the last few years, and I believe groceries since 2020 have increased about 20%. So mm-hmm. that's feeding your family even in the most affordable way has increased in expenses. So for a lot of families, the choice might be food or gas to get to work, or food or electricity.
And or food or rent.
There is food or rent. And, you know, housing is very expensive. You know, North Texas is an amazing place to live, work, and play. However, you know, we do have a lot of people facing hunger and housing insecurities. And so when a family has to make that choice, we're glad that the North Texas Food Bank is there through our partners to help provide meals to them.
And it's so important because, again, and I think a lot of people found this out during the pandemic. When, you know, the North Texas Food Bank and a lot of different food pantries were able to step up, and it was really tricky to get the food to some of the people who needed it, especially when we found out about supply chain issues. Remember, supply chain issues? Right. Well, that affected, you know, the food insecure. It affected people, you know, not just parts for their car or parts of things that they needed for their homes. It was affecting just food deliveries, that people getting the food that they needed for their tables.
Yes. And again, a lot of those people facing food insecurity, and unfortunately, that hasn't decreased since the pandemic. But, you know, 40% of North Texans experiencing food insecurity are children. And I just got a stat yesterday that Texas, I don't have the stats for North Texas yet, but that Texas leads the nation in having the most insecure older adults, which people
seniors.
Ages 50 to 59.
Whoa, they're not even officially Social Security eligible.
Right.
Wow.
Right. And then
those are boomers.
Senior adults over age 60 were third highest So, you know, these are not stats to be mm-hmm. proud of as Texans or as North Texans. And so we're grateful for partners like Restaurant Week that are working with us hand in hand to change that.
Exactly. And again, we mentioned this, it's a win-win-win proposition. The diners win. You're actually to make a donation while you're able to eat a really nice meal. The restaurants win because, you know, ever since the pandemic as well, a lot of restaurants had struggled and they had to make the pivot too and take care of their staffs and the whole nine yards. So they win as well because you're able to bring the business into those restaurants and help revive their part of the economy. And then, of course, the North Texas Food Bank, they also win because they're able to provide some meals and food to not just families, but like you mentioned, kids. There are some kids, and we've talked about this on this show a lot. If it weren't for school, they might not get two meals a day. They might not get lunch or the preschool meal, the breakfast. Can you talk about some of the ways yeah. that the North Texas Food Bank reaches out to the kids, maybe through the schools or the pre-K or some of the nursing schools?
Yeah, we work with a lot of school pantries. And in fact, about half of our school pantries operate continually through the summer. And there are free summer meal programs available throughout the summer, as well as mm-hmm. our food for kids bags. So during the school, those are distributed during the summer as well. But during the school year, this is food that's sent home in a backpack with mm-hmm. a child so that they have food throughout the weekend when they're not in school. So it helps a lot to have extra food, especially during summer breaks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, again, you just, kids, especially in the summertime, sometimes they just don't know where the next meal but may be coming. And this is a kid's, when we talk about North Texas, we're not just talking about, Dallas or, Fort Worth and the big cities. We're talking right. about rural areas, too, not just the urban areas. Yeah. There's a shortage of food all over the place. And you just really don't know unless you're out there, you know, with the rank and file and helping unload the trucks or helping fill up the backpacks. And one thing about the North Texas Food Banks, you guys have a whole lot of volunteers as well. Can you talk about the people who actually yeah. enjoy making a difference in people's lives?
Yeah, so we serve 13 counties here in North Texas. Mm-hmm. So if you're hearing this, we probably serve either a partner agency or a food pantry in your county. And then we have about 35,000 volunteers that come to the food bank each year and help us sort, pack, and distribute food to our partner agencies and pantries. We have a great volunteer time. And so if you're looking for a way to get involved and give back in addition to a donation or experiencing Restaurant Week, we love to have volunteers and have a great team that works with our volunteers. And you'll get to see firsthand the need in our community, but then also how much of an impact that you can have personally.
Yes. I mean, sometimes people need to have a why. They would like to, you know, they want to have a purpose-driven life. It's like, okay, I like what I do. I'm getting things done in my own life with my own family. But guess what? There's a little bitty hole in my heart, and I want to give back some kind of way. Yeah. And the North Texas Food Bank is a great, great opportunity for you to play your part in your community. And you mentioned those 13 counties. You won't believe this, Sarah. I think I got a list of the counties, so I'm going to run down these counties because it might be somebody listening. This is one of the counties that the North Texas Food Bank actually provides some food for. Dallas, Denton, Collin, Fannin, Rockwall, Hunt, Grayson, Collin, Ellis, Navarro, Lamar, Delta, and Hopkins counties. The trucks go out all over North Texas. And you know what else I find amazing? I've always thought like the North Texas Food Bank, it's been around, you know, 75, 80, 100 years or something. I think you guys got started in 1982. This is amazing that how productive and what an impact you've had in North Texas since 1982. And was it like four women that started?
Yeah, four women that saw the need and came up with a great response. And and even today, we're women led by Tricia Cunningham.
Mm-hmm. She's absolutely amazing. I've had her on the show before, too. And Sarah, I'm so glad you're here with us as well, which leads the question, what got you involved with the North Texas Food Bank? People would love to hear your story, too, because it's all about how did you get there, not how quickly you got there, but how you got there and what it means to you.
Sure. So I've spent my entire career in the nonprofit sector here in North Texas, and I have in one way or another at other places I've worked, been involved with the food bank and seen firsthand their impact. But also I love a great nonprofit that is full of integrity and does what they say they're going to do and does things for the right reasons. And North Texas Food Bank is one of those nonprofits. And so it was a no-brainer to join the team here.
I mean, absolutely amazing. So did you grow up in North Texas or did you get here as fast as you could?
I did. I grew up in Grapevine.
Look out. And, don't tell me you went to school with Post Malone, because Post Malone went to Grapevine High School.
He did go to Grapevine High School. I think he went quite a few years after I did, though.
You are kidding. You sound so young. That's a compliment.
Oh, okay.
You sound like you seem like you're a millennial. You seem like you're like maybe in the late 20s. You might be a 28-year-old.
Oh, I wish.
You maintain this because I'm telling you, you want when you're in your 60s and 70s, you're going to be wishing you were probably a millennial.
Okay, well, hopefully I'll have a face that matches it as well.
There you go. So you grew up in Grapevine, right?
I did. I grew up in Grapevine and then have spent most of my adult in the East Dallas area and now proud to live in Sunnyvale and have a Sunnyvale Raider.
That is fantastic. That is fantastic. Again, the North Texas Food Bank with over 500 partner agencies and organizations in 13 counties in North Texas. Is there one story that kind of touched your heart where maybe you had your fingers on it, your fingerprints on a particular situation where you were either able to take care of a family or someone reached out to you and it all connected? I know there's probably a hundred of them by now, but still, is there one that you might be able to share? I hate to put you on a spot like this, but people love these little stories.
No, you know, so here at the food bank, we're packing the trucks and getting the food to the partner agencies. We still have people coming here in need. And it was maybe my second or third day here at the food bank, which I've only been here maybe 30 days.
Okay.
So still my second day, and a family, a mom and two young children came seeking assistance. And even me not knowing exactly how to get them connected to the right people, I was able to ask a coworker and, you know, immediately get them connected. And so that seeing that mission.
Yeah.
Firsthand,
it put a face on it, didn't it? Put a face on the situation.
Yeah, it put a face on it, and then I have parents and grandparents that grew up with not a lot of money, and so I've heard stories my entire life. And I've been privileged to not have experienced that, but have. Especially as an adult, a deeper understanding of how hard it could be. I also know working at other nonprofits that, have been working in child abuse or domestic violence, that a lot of families facing those issues, they're not only facing that very hard issue, but also food insecurity or housing insecurity or a lack of economic security. So, it's all tied together. And, so it's great to be a part of the food bank and help alleviate the food insecurity.
Oh, yeah. And it's always surprising. And you want to be able to reach people sometimes where they are. But it's always surprising when you find out that a family or an individual does have a food insecurity because it seemed like everything's going so well. And then you find out later that maybe they were living check to check and then a crisis happened, whether it was a medical thing that happened and pushed them back. Or again, maybe the main support system lost a job or got downsized. And it's like, what? And you wonder what happened to that family. And all of a sudden you see that, you know, the church they go to or the school they go to, and everybody's doing a fundraiser or GoFundMe to try to help them out a little bit. And that's kind of like where the North Texas Food Bank kind of steps in and helps out in those situations, because you got to turn somewhere. And one thing people can do is go online to write ntfb.org and find out more information, right?
That's right. You can, if you're in need of food assistance, you can find those resources there. In 2023, we provided over 144 million nutritious meals. So the need is definitely here in North Texas. And if you want to help us meet that need, you can find out how to get involved, volunteer, attend an event, or donate.
Yeah. And there's, like you said, there's over 500 partners with the North Texas Food Bank, different nonprofits. So it's almost like, it's amazing the outreach that you guys are. You're so well connected and you're able to help so many different organizations, their nonprofits. In fact, if you're listening right now and you have a nonprofit and you wanted to get involved with the North Texas Food Bank or have the North Texas Food Bank partner with you in some kind of way, it's the same thing. Go to the website, right?
That's right. Yeah, you can. If you want to become a partner, or maybe you've started a food pantry or your church has, you can also find out, find more resources for agency partners.
You mentioned nutritious food. I know over the years, the food has changed a little bit, because I think people are more and more aware of what's like good food and what's just like, well, this is not even good for you. This is not even healthy for you. And I think when you pack the backpacks for the kids, it's more nutritious food as opposed to just snacks, right? It may be snacks, but it's not unhealthy snacks on the whole, right?
Right. You know, it's things that are, you know, going to provide nutrition and sustenance. Mm-hmm. Throughout the weekend, you know, at our Pro Family Campus, we have an on-site garden. So we also work with farmers and community gardens, and as well as grocers, to make sure that included is produce,
sure.
Milk, cheese, you know, not only shelf-stable food.
Mm-hmm. And I've also noticed, I mean, this is just me subconsciously, and I do this show enough that I'm always paying attention to the little things. It seems like when there's a weather-related crisis, let's say it's really cold and, you know, the power goes out, or it's really, really hot and the power goes out, or there's a rolling blackout, or there's a part of town, like down in Houston, it's not North Texas, but down in Houston, the hurricane came up and there's still people in different parts of the South Texas area in Houston. They don't have power. And they're like, well, where are they going to get the food? It's the North Texas Food Bank up here, right? So have you noticed that, okay, when there's a quote-unquote crisis time where a whole region is dealing with, maybe a tornado came through, can you talk about how you guys have the capacity to just step up?
Yeah, we're a part of a lot of collaborative organizations. So locally, if there's a local disaster, we have we're part of Mass Care Task Force, which is our North Texas Food Bank, as well as the Red Cross, Salvation Army, and Volunteer Center of North Texas, so that we can collaboratively and collectively respond to that need. And then when our friends and neighbors are experiencing disasters, so like in Houston with the recent
hurricane,
we work closely with the food banks there.
Oh, okay.
To get help if they need it.
Yeah, you partner with them. You made some stuff available if they need it, and you could just zip on down I-45 and help them out. See, this is all about building communities. This is about stepping in the breach. This is about helping each other out. And that's why, ironically, the North Texas Food Bank and the DFW Restaurant Week is so important. Again, people like to go out to eat nowadays, especially since the pandemic. Everybody's trying to get out to eat. Restaurants are trying to stay open, or they want to get back to capacity like they have been, or they want to be able to grow. And then again, there are people who have food insecurities and they need meals. This is a win-win-win opportunity with DFW Restaurant Week. Can you mention again about DFW Restaurant Week and what it means to the North Texas Food Bank?
Sure. Yeah, we are so excited to once again be a beneficiary of Restaurant Week. Last year, Restaurant Week raised about $540,000.
Wow.
And so we know the community is going to bring it again this year and raise even more money to help the food insecure here in North Texas. It's 1 in 7 people here in North Texas are food insecure. 40% of those are children. So we know that this community can come together and provide that assistance. You know, that's not a number that we're proud of. We exactly. much prefer to be number one in baseball or basketball.
Right,
or
football.
Or football. Yeah.
Yeah. And again, it's just a matter of time. And for right now, for people who need to know more information, you can get your reservations. They open right now. Preview weekend is August 1st through the 4th. It goes all the way through September the 1st, and it's a win-win-win for everybody. The DFW Restaurant Week. Sarah, it's been a pleasure talking to you. We got to have you back on again, maybe later on in the year.
Yeah, we'd love that.
All right. She is Sarah Burns. She's the Senior Director of Marketing and Communications for the North Texas Food Banks. We want to thank you all for joining us on Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm your host, Chris Arnold. So long, everybody.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.